This week on Midwest Week, who's spending so much money for this year's election in Iowa? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Aaron Murphy, Lee Enterprises Bureau Chief in Des Moines, and his work appears here in the Quad City Times. Recently, Aaron, you wrote a story in the Times called Who's Paying, and what prompted that?
I think the genesis for the story was all the campaign advertisements that we all see on our televisions. Seems like it's been relentless this year, just as it has been in other years previously as well. But specifically, the ads that are being produced by outside groups, not the candidates themselves. And I just thought you see these ads and they make claims, and then you get about 2 seconds of small print at the very end, and they read it really quickly, who's responsible for the content of the ad. And that's all you get. And I think the vast majority of people either don't even catch that at all or catch it and don't know much about the groups and who they are and where they come from and what their interest is in the race. So I thought this was an opportunity to just highlight some of the top spenders, and all we did was took the ones who have spent the most right from the top on down and made it through, I don't know what ended up being, some around 10 groups or so, and just kind of taking little snapshots into these groups to help voters know who it is that's funding these commercials and what their interests are. So just to give a little snapshot of who they are, where their donors are coming from, and what their stake is in these elections, in particular, obviously, the Senate race between Bruce Braley and Joni Ernst.
What are some of the numbers you've been able to come up with so far for all of this spending in Iowa by the outside groups?
Well, at the time we put the story together, which would be roughly a week ago now, the total spending by outside groups that we were able to track was $37 million. Now, there's a couple things to add on to that. Number one, since that report has run, it's already up to almost $47 million. So another $10 million has been spent just in a week here. And you can count on millions more being poured in the last 2 weeks here before the election. The other thing about this is not a complete report. Some of these groups, based on campaign finance reporting laws, do not have to disclose their donors, and some, there are some lax reporting rules out there, so it's difficult to track some spending by some of these groups. So this number that we're talking about, $47 million right now of outside spending, that's an incomplete number. It's higher than that. We know that. We don't know how much higher.
Okay.
But we know it is higher.
So who are some of those groups, Aaron, and what do we know about them, even beyond the name, if anything?
Especially these the political action committees, or PACs as they're commonly called, if you've ever heard that acronym. They all have these great patriotic names like American Crossroads and Freedom Partners, and they all sound great. And they tell you absolutely nothing about the groups themselves. So it takes some digging into, like I said, seeing if you can who their donors are and who's backing them and what kind of candidates they're backing as well. Some of the biggest spenders in this race have been, and this is not uncommon, two of the bigger ones are the party's candidate committee. So you have the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which has actually been the biggest spender in this campaign so far, and then the National Republican Senatorial Committee. So those are just simply committees put together by each party, usually led by elected representatives, and their sole purpose is to get people from their party elected. Then you have the other groups that are based more on special interests. A big one involved in this race has been a group called Next Gen Climate Action. And it's funded by Tom Steyer, who is a billionaire environmentalist from California. He's poured a lot of his own money into races, and then also funded this PAC, Next Gen Climate Action. They've put over $3 million into this race. And they have supported candidates who have, in their estimation, said the kind of things that they want to hear as far as taking action on climate change. So Next Gen Climate Action supports candidates who will propose to take action to, for example, reduce carbon emissions or any other element that they believe is contributing to climate change. And that's just one example. There, you know, we mentioned Freedom Partners and American Crossroads. Those are more conservative groups that, for example, American Crossroads was founded in 2010 by Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie, who were prominent figures in President George W. Bush's staff. And they obviously advocate for conservative candidates. So there's a lot of action on both sides of the aisle on this. Both parties will decry it, but both parties are benefiting from this enormous amount of money in these races.
Now, Aaron, your story broke down some of the spending, for example, for Bruce Braley and against Joni Ernst. Why did you list some of it that way?
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting to show, because the ads, the groups that do have to report, the ads, they have to state whether they are supporting or opposing a candidate. And so, for example, Next Gen Climate will report its spending, and then they say they are in opposition of Joni Ernst. So of all of their Next Gen's $3 million that they have spent on ads in the race, it's all been opposing Joni Ernst. They've not spent, well, here they have spent $15,000 in support of Bruce Braley, so a tiny number compared to. So I just thought that was interesting to show. Ultimately, it adds up to the same thing, and that's why I believe we showed. Then you combine the support of one with the opposition of the other, and it shows how much money is being spent in combined support of that candidate. So, and if I remember right, Ernst was a little bit ahead in that race at the time the story ran, but it was pretty close considering the size of the numbers.
So aside from cluttering up our TV programs, Aaron, should we be concerned about all of this?
Well, I think the big concern is, and it was a point that was raised by one of the political experts that I talked to for the story, was, you know, this money is not spent in a vacuum, and it's not spent without the idea that there is going to be something expected in return. And then the question is, does this money, do these millions of dollars buy access or influence to legislators that the average voter doesn't have? I think that's the big concern and the big question